Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Everybody, welcome into the Hank Haney Podcast. It's Minnesota Tim Hrotchka with you on this Sunday, getting you ready for the final round of the American Express. You can also find this podcast on YouTube by subscribing to the page Minnesota Tim on YouTube. I host the Sundays on the Hank Haney Podcast, prepping you for the final round of the tournament, talking about some major topics in the game of golf, talking about sharing my opinions. Okay, I got opinions, everyone's got opinions, and I'm getting ready to share those with you. There's some names playing in the tournament. Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed missed the cut. However, I was glued into the television, and I'm going to explain to you why in the final segment when I get you ready for the final round with my pick for the final round and the bet that you should make if you're going to bet on this tournament. I'm all about golf betting because in golf, it's very unique than other sports. For example, I have the Minnesota Timberwolves and New Orleans Pelicans game on in the background. And if you were going to bet on this game, if you were going to bet a head-to-head game here, you would have to choose one. You'd have to choose the Pelicans or the Timberwolves in order to make money. However, in golf, what's so unique about it is that you can pick three or four different players, put $100 on each of them, one of them wins, and you still win money. So I'm all about the best bet and the best three players to bet on. So I'm going to talk about that in the final segment. So stay tuned so you can win some money, because last week I said you should bet on Kevin Na, Joaquin Niemann, or whoever else was near the leaderboard. It definitely wasn't the first place guy. It was more of the guys behind him. Kevin Na wins, you would have grossed $200 if you listened to me. So stay tuned for the final segment. All right, so what I wanted to get into first. The biggest news on the PGA Tour is that Tiger Woods is out for an indefinite amount of time. Nobody knows how long he's going to be gone. No one knows when he's going to return. Rory McIlroy was commenting for Tiger Woods, saying he should be back by the Masters, or he's hopeful to return for the Masters. He's walking around fine. He's hitting shots. And it's sent golf into this panic mode, because what is golf going to be like without Tiger Woods? And I was pondering that thought for the last several days. What is golf going to be like without Tiger Woods? And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it, and I was going to come with a nonchalant, well, it's not going to be the same. Well, no shit. I mean, come on. Let's be real here. No shit. Okay. What is golf going to be like without Tiger Woods? It's not going to be the same. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Captain Obvious. And I read a Eamon Lynch article today. And what did he write about? What is golf going to be like without Tiger Woods? Who's going to replace Tiger Woods? Who's going to fill the void of Tiger Woods? It's going to be multiple players. It'll be Bryson DeChambeau because he's weird and he's got his own arrogance and he hits the ball far. And here's the deal, okay? This is a guarantee, okay? And I'm not going out on some ledge here. Nobody can replace the void of Tiger Woods. Nobody's going to do that. Here's another thing, okay? We've already seen golf without Tiger Woods. So don't go into this viral panic that golf is just all of a sudden going to die because Tiger Woods isn't on the PGA Tour. Remember when Tiger had his back surgery several years ago? I look at 2015, Tiger played 11 PGA Tour events. Okay, you know, that's about what he's playing now. Not a lot of events. But that's what he's playing now. It's typical. However, you started to see some things, okay? Like in the 2015 Waste Management Phoenix Open. I'm surprised Tiger even played in that event. But in the event, Tiger shot an 82 in the second round. Okay, that's not good. He shot 13 over par. In the Farmers Insurance Open, he had a WD, probably because of a back issue. So Tiger wasn't the same in 2015. Look at this. The Memorial in 2015, 85 in the third round, shot 14 over par that tournament. US Open, 16 over par, shot 80 in round one. What is golf going to be like without Tiger Woods? Well, we've already seen it. 2016, Tiger didn't play a single PGA Tour event. Okay, so 2015, he played in 11 events. He made the cut in six of them, missed the cut in four, and had a WD in one. So he played in, you know, he made the cut in six events. So you could argue that from 2015 to 2017, through 2017, excuse me, because Tiger only played one PGA Tour event in 2017, the PGA Tour was without Tiger Woods. And who was the PGA Tour led by in those years? It's pretty obvious. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day. Jason Day called it the Big Three, which, you know, is extremely stupid. And now you look at those three players now, and Rory's still in the top five. He might win Abu Dhabi. Jason Day's in the 40s, and Jordan Spieth's in the 80s. So that details how quickly it can spiral out of control in the PGA Tour. But golf without Tiger, like I said, golf, there's nobody in golf that's just going to take the crown away from Tiger Woods. So we got to stop looking for that player. Bryson DeChambeau is unique. Bryson DeChambeau is different than any other PGA Tour player. Bryson DeChambeau is entertaining. But here's the thing. Bryson DeChambeau isn't dominant. Bryson DeChambeau isn't going to be a player on the PGA Tour that wins five, six times a year. Bryson DeChambeau, as long as he hits the golf ball, I understand that. I understand he hits it far. But the golf course needs to be set up perfectly for Bryson DeChambeau to win. Century Tournament of Champions, Bryson wasn't going to win because Bryson's advantage doesn't come from hitting the ball further from everybody in the fairway, because if people hit it in the fairway, they can beat Bryson. That's not a big deal, okay? I mean, he gets some advantage, but he's not going to just go out there and win every single PGA Tour event because of it. Bryson's advantage comes from places like the U.S. Open, where everybody's hitting it in the rough. Everyone's hitting the ball in the rough. Nobody can find the fairway. Even the shortest hitters like Steve Stricker and Jim Furyk. Nobody can find the fairway. Which means Bryson DeChambeau gets to hit pitching wedge out of the rough from 103 yards. While other players on the PGA Tour are hitting 6, 7, and 8 irons out of the same rough from 180 yards. That's where the difference lies, okay? Bryson's biggest advantage is when everyone's in the rough, including himself. So Bryson's not going to take this crown away from Tiger Woods. No individual player can do that because Tiger's won 82 times on the PGA Tour. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to expect that from somebody else. What we can hope for, this is what we can hope for on the PGA Tour. This is the hope, okay? This is what we might be able to cling to in a few years. Colin Morikawa is in his low 20s. Victor Hovland is in his low 20s. Matthew Wolff is like 21 or 22. These three players who've all won on the PGA Tour, Colin Morikawa's already won the PGA Championship. Victor Hovland's already won two PGA Tour events. And Matthew Wolff has won the 3M Open, which I love to talk about because it's the Minnesota event. Those three players will be the three big heads that are responsible for carrying the PGA Tour once Tiger Woods is gone. And there's going to be even more players that I don't even know about that are in high school right now that will be on the PGA Tour by the time Tiger Woods officially retires. So what is golf going to be like without Tiger? We already saw it. We've already seen it. And golf survived. Golf will survive. Golf will always survive. There's sponsorships that want to pay the money. There's players that are going to be playing. Quit panicking. Quit freaking out. Tiger already plays a limited schedule on the PGA Tour. He shows up in a few events during the year, shows up in the majors. He's playing about 11, 12 events on the PGA Tour. Last year, he played in seven. Seven. He skipped the Players' Championship last year. He didn't show up. So quit worrying. Quit freaking out. Just take a deep breath. Okay, breathe. Breathe. Okay, we're good. All right. Whew. That was fun. I'm going to take a quick break. Go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for a free two-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. This will take care of your aches. This will take care of your pains. It will help you. This is going to improve your life. It's going to help you improve your life. Just think about that. Hank is offering a product that's free, and it's going to improve your life. I mean, who wouldn't want to take advantage of that situation? If you have aches, if you have pains, if you have sore muscles, if you work out and you have sore muscles, that's what I do. That's what I get. That's what I do. That's when I apply Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. So go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for that free two-week supply. Coming up next, the American Express. The names at the top of the leaderboard. I'm going to get into that next. All right, I'm back on the Hank Haney podcast. So I got a question, some questions in from some listeners. I tweeted at Tim Peroshka is where you can follow me. But I tweeted, about to host and record the podcast by myself. Going to talk golf without Tiger and prep you for the final round of the American Express. Anything you want me to weigh in on? So I sent that out there. And I got a good question from Robert. Can Finau finish a tournament? I'm going to get into that next. Austin Audio. JT, will he ever be the same? Yeah, stupid question. Adam Pawak, my cousin. This is a great question. This is the best question right here. Do you think Happy Gilmore will be able to catch Shooter McGavin tomorrow in the final round of the Tour Championship and steal the coveted gold jacket away from Shooter? Somebody's closer. Uh-oh. Happy learned a putt. I'll take a warm glass of shut the hell up. I beg to differ. Those were all hashtags that he used in that tweet. And I'm going to go out on a limb. Okay, so let's see here. Happy Gilmore versus Shooter McGavin. I've got sources. I've got some inside sources that Happy Gilmore is coming with a new putter for the Tour Championship. So I've got some inside sources that Happy Gilmore is coming with some new material. He's playing for Chubbs. He's got motivation on the line. He's got grandma's house on the line. So there's a lot of pressure on Happy Gilmore. However, this is the difference, okay? This is what I see happening in the final round of the Tour Championship. Shooter McGavin hasn't had that opportunity. Well, that's a lie. He has had opportunities. I don't know what I'm saying. Shooter McGavin has had opportunities, and he's choked away the gold jacket. So who has more pressure in this situation? Happy Gilmore, okay, he's playing for the house. He's playing for the love of his family. He's playing for Chubbs. And Shooter McGavin's just playing for a gold jacket that he's never won because he keeps on choking. So my instinct is going with Happy Gilmore. My instinct goes with Happy Gilmore. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in the Tour Championship. All right, enough fantasy talk. I wanted to get into the American Express. So it's going to be a fun final round tournament because there's three names at the top of the leaderboard: Siwoo Kim, Max Homa, and Tony Finau. One, Max Homa is an incredible player. He's an incredibly nice person. I work with Max. I've worked with him for the last year on the Get a Grip podcast, and he's one of the nicest guys on the PGA Tour I've ever talked with. He always responds to text messages in a nice way. I wished him good luck this week, and he said, thanks, brother. And he's just a super genuine, nice person. Follow the Get a Grip podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and hear Max his thoughts on his game, about the game of golf, about big topics in the game of golf. He really does a great job with Shane Bacon on that podcast. So, but this is a this is an objective podcast. I don't lean one way just because I love Max Homa. Okay. There's three names at the top of the leaderboard. Max Homa, Siwoo Kim, and Tony Finau. I look at the odds, and I look at these players' history. Tony Finau has the best odds going into the final round. He's a plus 250 on DraftKings to win, compared to Siwoo Kim at plus 400 and Max Homa at plus 550. And in order for everyone to understand what's going on, if you're not familiar with gambling, plus 250 for Tony Finau means if you put $100 on Tony Finau, if you put $100 on Tony Finau, you will win 250. If you put $100 on Siwoo Kim, you will win 400. If you put $100 on Max Homa, you will win 550. Okay, there you go. That's the rules. And I look at these players' history, like I said. Siwoo Kim, he's won the 2016 Wyndham Championship and the 2017 Players' Championship. I look at Max Homa. He won the Wells Fargo Championship in 2019. And then I look at Tony Finau, and he won the Puerto Rico Open in 2016. Is my Minnesota accent. I just want to go, oh. Okay. Who do I like? Who's my favorite? Well, this tournament's interesting. So first, my thoughts on the tournament. This tournament is intriguing because I look at how players are scoring, and I look at Max and Finau and Siwoo. And it's a course where there's a lot of birdies available, but there's also a lot of double bogeys available too. Max has a double and triple bogey. He had a double bogey in round three, he had a triple bogey in round two. I couldn't help but think that if Max just erased those and made them bogeys, that he would be winning by three shots. He'd be crushing these guys entering the final round. So Max, he's been playing the absolute best if you just erase two holes. He's birdieing, he's ball striking, he's playing great. However, the question becomes, this is the question with Max. In the final round, is he going to have a big number like that? He had it in round two, and he had it in round three. In the final round, will Max have a big number? And if he does, he's not going to win. It's as simple as that. Tony Finau, he's also had some big numbers. He had a double bogey in round three on 13. He had a two-way miss going, the announcers are talking about. If he has a big number like that, he's not going to win the tournament. He's just not going to win the tournament in the final round. He's not going to win. If he has a double bogey, he's not going to win the tournament. Siwoo Kim, I look at his rounds so far through the first three in the American Express. Not a single double bogey or triple bogey. He's had like two bogeys. He had zero in round one. Okay. In round two, he had one on 17 and number five. And round three, he had none. So this is the question with Siwoo Kim. Is Siwoo Kim now prone to a big number since he hasn't had one yet? Okay, so this is how you analyze stuff. Is Siwoo Kim going to have a double or triple bogey in the final round because he's due? This is the due theory. Do you go with that theory? I'm trying to pull up his statistics to see how he if he avoids those numbers or not. And I'm trying to pull him up. I'm not finding him. Scoring, okay. Siwoo Kim. You know, he's a legendary for that name. Jordan Spieth made Siwoo Kim a legend. And here we go. Round four scoring in 2021. 68.33. 47th on the PGA Tour. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. I should have pulled up Finau's and Max Homa's. But, okay. This is what I want to get into. So, Siwoo Kim, he has pretty good round four scoring average. And Yeah, I can't find the double bogey stuff. But anyway, he's a pretty streaky player. And his odds in the final round, entering the final round, are plus 400. So this is my guarantee entering the final round. And by the way, my guarantee so far in 2021 are 3-1. Okay. I guaranteed that Brooks Koepka would miss the cut. The great predictor came after me. He said, I will bet you, Jimmy Johns, that he makes the cut. And this is what's funny about the whole situation, okay? So the great predictor, he calls me while I'm working a shift at Walmart on Friday when Brooks Koepka is going off. Brooks Koepka went from even par to 400 par on the front nine. So the great predictor calls me. I wasn't able to answer because I was working my shift. But he calls me and I look at the leaderboard on the PGA Tour while I was working on my shift. And I see that Brooks Koepka is 400 par. I check my tweets and people are tweeting me that Brooks Koepka is 400 par and Brooks Koepka is going to make the cut. Brooks Koepka is going to make the cut. And then I look at the leaderboard after I get done with my Walmart shift and Brooks Koepka is back to 100 par. He shot 3 over on the back nine, missed the cut. Another guarantee proves to be correct for the Minnesota Tim. The only guarantee that I missed. Oh, and this just, I need to be appreciative of the guarantees I've had, right? But when Justin Thomas finished one shot outside the playoff in the Century Tournament of Champions, I was so close to being 4-0. I got Webb Simpson, top 10 in the Sony, and I also got the Sony will finish below a 0.20 rating. It finished with a 0.19, so that was extremely close. I'm appreciative that I got that right. So my guarantee in the final round, Tony Finau is not going to win the American Express. So that answers Robert's question. Tony Finau will not win the American Express. Okay. It will be Siwoo Kim, Max Homa, Richie Virinsky, Emiliano Grillo, or Brian Harman, or, you know, Russell Knox, Patrick Cantlay. I'm not guaranteeing who's going to win. I'm just guaranteeing who's not going to win. And it's not going to be Tony Finau. Tony Finau's finishes are well documented in PGA Tour events. The guy has one win, and it was an opposite field event. You talk about Tony Finau, and you talk about his top 10s on the PGA Tour. He's number 22 in the world golf rankings. He's easily the best player at the top, but he just doesn't finish very well. He's not a great finisher on the PGA Tour. Okay? He's just not a very good finisher on the PGA Tour. I look at his round four scoring average, and he's 137th. Scoring is 70. He averages 70 versus Siwoo Kim's, 47th and 68? Okay, so Siwoo Kim has a better final round scoring average than Tony Finau. So that should tell you a little something right there. Finau is not good at finishing PGA Tour events. He's got all the talent in the world. And this is what's funny, okay? Finau isn't playing great competition. He's playing Siwoo Kim, and no offense to Max Homa, I love you, but you're ranked 100th in the world. You're not going against the Brooks Koepkas of the world, who missed the cut, or the Rory McIlroys of the world, who's in Abu Dhabi, or Dustin Johnson, or Justin Thomas. You're not playing the top 5, top 10 players in the world. This is like Shooter McGavin versus Happy Gilmore. Tony Finau is Shooter McGavin. Siwoo Kim and Max Homa are Happy Gilmore. Okay? They're punching Bob Barker. So that's my guarantee. And if I was going to make a bet, okay, if I'm looking at the bets, Max Homa's plus 500 and Siwoo Kim's plus 400. Richie Virinsky, not entirely sure. He's one shot back. He's at 14 under. His odds to win are plus 1,000. Man, those are nice. Emiliano Grillo's plus 1,200. Brian Harman's plus 1,200. Russell Knox is plus 1,600. Patrick Cantlay's plus 2,200. Where's Patrick Cantlay on the leaderboard? Where is he? Hank actually had Finau over Cantlay, and I couldn't believe it. And it's looking like that pick's going to come to fruition unless Cantlay absolutely goes off and Finau falls apart, which actually could happen. But Cantlay's 11 under par, four shots back. I'm not liking his chances. I would not throw a bet on Patrick Cantlay. So I'm looking at Siwoo, Max. Siwoo, Max. I know something about those two players. I don't know anything about Richie Wierenski, Russell Knox, Brian Harman, Emiliano Grillo. I know nothing about those guys. Let's just tell it like it is. I know nothing about these players. They're within one shot. They're within two shots, but I know nothing about them. But hey, let's just throw it out there. I like the name Emiliano Grillo. It sounds nice off the voice. So I would bet on Siwoo, Max Homa, and Emiliano Grillo. And this is what can happen. If Siwoo wins and you bet 100 on this triple bet, triple play bet, Siwoo, Max Homa, Emiliano Grillo. If you bet $100 on each player, the worst you could do if Siwoo Kim wins is $400. So you throw $300 down, you would gain $100 if Siwoo Kim wins. So you're grossing $100. If Max wins, you would gross $250. That's pretty good. And Emiliano Grillo, he's plus $1,200. If he wins, you gross way more than that. I'm not doing the math on that. You can do the math yourselves. You got a calculator. My phone's around the corner. I'm not paying attention to my phone. I can't do the math on that. So that's the bet. Siwoo, Max, Grillo. That's the bet. All right, I'm going to be right back. Go to HaneyUniversity.com right now for free daily golf tips available for free. I just said free. They're free. Voodoo's free. Haney University's free. These tips will improve your game. Hank talked about thin shots. Hank talked about putting. He talked about leg putting. He talked about how he talked about the percentage of putts made outside of 10 feet or 15 feet or 20 feet, something like that. And the percentage is so low. So your only focus when you're outside that far should be getting the ball as close as possible to the pin. That should be the focus. I'm just telling you. So go to HaneyUniversity.com. Hear it from Hank himself. Read it. Watch it. Get better at golf. When I come back, just a short segment. This week in The Golf Ball Goes Too Far. I'll be right back. All right, so this week in The Golf Ball Goes Too Far, this is becoming one of my favorite segments because the distance in the game is often talked about, and you know, people have their scores are too low and golf courses are becoming obsolete, and people just love to freak out about all this stuff. And with social media becoming as viral as it has become on Twitter and Facebook, people just vent and rant about these things that, you know, just don't make any sense. And I mean, I guess they make sense, but they just freak out and they just like to have fake fear. Okay. They enjoy fake fear. So the golf ball doesn't go too far. Scores aren't too low on the PGA Tour. I'm pretty sure Adam Long won this event 2 years ago, shooting 29 under par. And the leaders in this event are 15 under par. That is a 14 under par difference. The golf ball does not go too far. So this week in the golf ball goes too far. A little fake voice there. Yeah, spice it up. Matt Every, 12 over par. 156 player field. What is it? 65 players make the cut. So less than half make the cut. Cameron Champ, someone that drives the ball. Oh, I love this. I love that Cameron Champ missed cut. He's on my PGA Tour draft team. He shot 8 over par. Okay. He shot 8 over par in the American Express. Oh, he's 71st in the world golf rankings. That was not a good pick by me, but my team is crushing it. But okay, Cameron Champ, let's look at these stats. Okay, 318 yards off the tee driving distance on the PGA Tour, ranks third in 2021. Last year in 2020, he ranked second, driving the ball 1 yard less than Bryson DeChambeau. Drove it 322 yards. In 2019, he drove it 318 yards. He ranked first on the PGA Tour. That's interesting. The golf ball goes too far for Cameron Champ. Roll back the golf ball. Call the police. Roll it back. Don't roll it back. He shot 8 over par. Shot 77, 75 in the American Express. Nate Lashley, 7 over. Hunter Mahan, +9. Lost money showing up to another event. Still looking for lightning in a bottle. Keegan Bradley, +6. Steve Stricker, +5. Eesh. Brant Snedeker, +3. Martin Treanor, +3. Michael Block, +3. Phil Mickelson misses the cut, +2. He's going to be a full-time PGA Tour Champions player soon. Because, honestly, that's what Phil needs to do. I have more thoughts that I can get into later on that. But Phil needs to become a full-time on the PGA Tour Champions. Kevin Streelman, even par, missed the cut. Brooks Koepka, -1, missed the cut. Patrick Reed, -1, missed the cut. There's 11 versus 12 in the world. They both missed the cut. Hank actually picked Reed over Koepka. They tied at 1 under par. So that's a wash. But Hank's picks are looking good. He had Scheffler over Wolf. Wolf made the cut. Scheffler didn't, so he got that one wrong. But he's going to have Finau over Cantlay unless something crazy happens. And he also got Luke Donald over Hunter Mahan. I love the Hunter Mahan category. That's my favorite category. Scotty Scheffler, 3 under par, finished one shot outside the cut line. The golf ball does not go too far for Scotty Scheffler. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I just love that segment because I enjoy focusing on the guys that didn't play well that week. I enjoy focusing on the guys that are stinking it up. They deserve some shine. They deserve some lookout. They deserve guys talking about them. They're lying in the weeds. All right. I'm going to wrap it up. Follow the Hank Haney Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening to this, hosted by Minnesota Tim Perochka. Follow all of us on Twitter at Hank Haney, at Great Predictor 1 for Steve Johnson, and at Tim Perochka. I'm the guarantor. I'm 3-1. Koepka missed the cut. I want to thank you to Brooks. All right. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Make putts. Hit bombs and leave the flag stick in because play is faster. And it's a statistical advantage. Follow me on YouTube, Minnesota Tim. That's where you can subscribe. Take care.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.